This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are having a conversation this morning, and it stems from the drama that we saw happening in the news, a story widely reported, and this is something that happened out in Pretoria, and thanks to the young lady that brought this to our attention. So this morning, we don't want to laugh at your experiences at your work, but we are hoping that we can have a conversation that could give us a direction on whether there is any intervention that your organization might need or not.
We're having a conversation this morning. We've shared the information with you about the joint inspection operation carried out at Menlyn's Swanky Bubble Restaurant and the nearby Ocean Basket, finding that both eateries owed their workers over 1.3 million rand in unpaid wages. We're talking this morning to labor law expert and senior associate at Lea Kupilsen Attorneys, Tukwadi Siavela. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, I'm Blonde Complexion. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. And good morning to your listeners as well.
So on this issue, maybe let's look at how many months is it too many months for an employer to miss the payment of employee salaries?
Well, 1 month is 1 month too many, I like to say. The thing is, when an employer does miss the payment of employee salaries, it's very important for that employer to communicate, that failure with the employees. And then arrangements must be made with the employees to pay that salary that is owed at some or other point in the future. So an employer cannot miss, the payment date for salaries and then keep mum about the issue and not communicate that failure to employees or fail to communicate that date on which they can expect to receive payment. Because what that essentially is a breach of the employment contract between the employer and the employee that needs to be remedied through a payment arrangement or even settlement at some or other point in the future.
Yeah. You know, I was talking about it. This is not by law, but an observation that the employment rules and regulations around restaurant workers seem to be different from the normal corporate worker. Are there things that would make hiring a waiter different and so informal?
No, actually, I think there is a tendency, and I think it's just a public perception, and I think it's a perception also on the part of individuals and companies that own restaurants that employ employees, such as waiters, chefs and the like. There is actually laws that are in place that regulate, the industry for catering, for restaurants, for an allied workers, the food and allied workers industry. So there are actually laws in place that are designed to protect workers that are in the food, the catering and restaurant and allied work industries. And I think the most recent collective agreement that was signed now in 2024 even speaks to, things like working hours, speaks to things like leave, basic things that are provided for in the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Mm-hmm. Employment Act speaks to things like employment contracts and offer letters. It even goes as far as categorizing, the workers across the different industries and even places a minimum hourly wage and how employers must then build, these terms and conditions. Sure. Into the offer letters and into the employment contracts. So I think it just becomes very important for individuals and companies that own restaurants that employ employers to acquaint themselves with these laws and regulations, because unfortunately, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Mm. And for someone who is, a restaurant owner who goes above and beyond in, employing, people within our country, it becomes very important for you to acquaint yourself with those laws. And if you're not able to do that as a company or as an individual, then outsource it, There are companies that provide labor employment and, in employment and labor-related services.
Sure.
For companies. And those are the people that can then assist you in seeing to it that, you are taking care of your workers, the necessary things are in place so far as the employment contract and everything associated with that is involved.
Yeah. What about foreign nationals? Are there any labor laws that are protecting them from not getting exploited?
Yes. You know, the thing, the important thing, and I think, you know, it's been running in the media lately, but I think it's always the thing that has always been important, is the fact that when, you know, as an employer, when you employ a foreign national, you need, it's your responsibility to make sure that they have the necessary papers to work in South Africa.
Sure.
So you cannot, for example, employ someone who is an undocumented foreign national, someone who does not have the necessary, you know, papers to work and to even live or reside in South Africa.
Of course.
So the first thing is to make sure that that particular, you know, foreign national that you are employing has the necessary papers to work in South Africa. Those people then enjoy the same, they then enjoy, if you're someone who's documented, you have your necessary papers, and you are allowed to work within South Africa because of those papers, you then enjoy the same employment and labor protections as ordinary South Africans. So you can, you know, go to the labor court if there's a breach of contract. You can refer a dispute, you know, to the bargaining council for the food, restaurant, catering, and allied industries. And you can then, you know, exercise, you know, protect your rights in circumstances where they have been contravened or violated. But it is very important for employers to make sure that they employ people that have the necessary papers, because that in itself, you know, employing someone who doesn't have those papers is an offense that could get them into a lot of trouble.
All right. No, thank you. Thank you for coming through and talking to us this morning. We appreciate your time. That's Tukwadi Sabela, who's a labor law expert and a senior associate at Leku Pilson Attorneys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.